Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Charles Barkley. Outlining his perfect summer day. I think some people will want to make amendments, but this is what he had to say. He was on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. Golf, get drunk, smoke cigars, watch sports, repeat. Perfect summer day.
It's not a bad summer day.
No, not at all.
I would disagree that it's the perfect summer day.
Well, that's where we need everybody's participation as we craft the perfect summer day. John?
Well, I tell you what, I would like for somebody else to go first because mine is very detailed.
Oh, okay.
And mine is very specific.
It's like not going to be like
I have an itinerary. Oh, yes. I actually do have times on here.
Okay, Heather, would you like to lead off?
Sure, I'll start. I did not plan mine by the minute or hour.
That's fine.
I just wrote down my bullet points of things I would do on the perfect summer day. I wrote down boat. I want to be out on a boat. I want to be on the water. I want to have a drink in my hand. I don't care.
Okay.
Somewhere that
a lake?
A lake. Like, and I don't want it to be like it's got to have
a lake,
a pond.
Yeah,
like, yes.
it could be
a swamp. Yeah, no, a lake.
Yeah. Salt water, fresh
Michigan.
Water.
I'm
we don't
not
have a
traveling.
Lot of those oceans here.
Doesn't have to be here.
I'm home. I'm in Michigan.
Okay,
right
yes.
here. I'm on a lake. It can be Lake St. Clair. It can be Cass Lake. I don't care what lake it is,
okay.
But I'm out on a boat. I've got a drink in my hand. We're come after spending some time out on the water. Have a family barbecue. I want family there. Good food, good music, followed up by a nice fire, some s'mores. Maybe after all the kids go to bed, having another drink, even reading a book by the fire would be great for me before I go to bed.
Yeah,
ours is not that far apart. Mine's just a little bit more detailed.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing Barkley left out is water. Water.
I do have water.
We have great lakes here. Yes, you should be sand and the lake and the boat. You should be outside doing stuff on a perfect summer day.
Yes. Well, he is out doing stuff. He had golf in there.
Yeah, he did have golf.
That's fair. I had grilling on there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think you did too.
I had barbecue.
Ours are very similar. Cold drinks on a hot day.
Yes.
And I do want to be watching some sports. So if you're at a baseball game, you could throw that smack dab in the middle there. You could do all kinds of stuff with a perfect summer day.
Okay. You guys ready?
Oh, boy.
I'm ready.
My perfect summer day. There is in Northwest Ontario. I've gone up there fishing many times, and it's been about a decade since I've been up there, and I think about it nearly every day, right before I sit down for my John Wayne movie. And it is, there's two lakes. One is Stinger. You pull up, it's all logging roads. There's no paved roads up there. You pull up on Stinger at about 4 a.m, and you load up the boat with your gear, and I'll get to the gear in a minute. You go across Stinger to the other side, and you have to portage to get to Lake Esnagami. Lake Esnagami is the most beautiful place I have ever seen on God's green earth. It is absolutely perfect. And here's why it's perfect, because I'm not taking a phone. There will be no external noise. There will only be people with me, preferably maybe by myself, but if anyone else wants to be there, that they shut the hell up.
Oh, this silence is part of the perfect?
Silence is part of this, yes. There's so much noise in this world, in my life, that you get up there and it is silence. No phones ringing, no notifications, no interruptions, no stupid conversations. That's all part of the perfect summer day. You are then fishing on Lake Esnagami at 5 a.m. With you, you take a fillet knife, a hand axe, your cast iron, and then for the food, you have to take along an onion, a potato, and a couple of sticks of butter, and a water filter. You don't take any water with you. It's just useless weight because there's plenty of water around you, but you do need to filter it.
Okay.
And you are fishing by 5. You go to Betty Falls. You travel around this lake, and it is littered with walleye. You catch as much fish as you want that you're legally allowed to take. You can catch it, throw it back. And then at 5 o'clock, this is your first stop, 5 o'clock p.m. You sit down on a rock right next to the falls. You fillet your fish. You chop up your onion, your potato. You saute it in some butter. Oh, I also forgot. This is something you need to make sure you take with you.
I write this down, yeah.
Some matches. and a cigar. That's the one thing that I agree with for Charles Barkley. This is a cigar-laden trip. And you sit down, you fillet the fish, you cook it in your cast iron, you sit it on top of the fire, and you just enjoy being outside and the silence that that day provides. You're allowed to think. You're allowed to let everything go. There's not a care, not a worry in the world. The world will be there when you return a day later. And that is the absolute. And then at about 9 to 10 o'clock, you start working your way back to Stinger. You work your way back to your truck. You load up. You go home. And you sleep like you have never slept before. It is the absolute perfect summer day.
You can miss me with the silence. That sounds a little dull, a little boring.
Oh.
But you paint a beautiful scene.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm telling you, quartzite rocks, pine trees, the falls. It is absolutely. You're on the water. You're on a boat. You're fishing.
Yeah,
I need
friends and music and.
No.
Yeah.
No. You get that every other day of the year. 364 days. Yes.
I rarely get that. So when I do, I need it.
God bless John, and this is his perfect day. But did he say 4 a.m. at one point?
Oh, yes. I think he did.
Oh, yes.
Greg, you're right about that.
You can't fish all day unless you start early.
Let us know. 248-539-9797. Barkley left a lot of meat on the bone. He kept it pretty simple. Golf, get drunk, smoke a cigar, and watch sports. Your perfect summer day. Ticket text 248-539-9797. We got open lines as well. Ticket texter says, early morning fishing. Good lunch, go out golfing in the afternoon, barbecue dinner, sunset on the beach or in a boat, and then you got a bonfire and beers to wrap up the day.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a couple things together there.
Mm-hmm. Bacon, egg, hash browns on the grill. Says brisket in the smoker for early dinner. Watching sports on the outdoor patio, playing in the yard with the kids.
Sounds like a lot of noise. Sorry, kids. This is one day. Give it to me.
Cookies. I'm shocked Bronner's isn't on your perfect summer day. Christmas in July, anyone? Text from Ortonville.
You gonna make that trip at some point?
I'll say yes eventually, but it's not urgent.
It's not the bucket list?
Not on the immediate list. Perfect summer day would be to get up early, have an early tea time with the boys, couple pops on the course, meet the old lady at the pool, have a nice barbecue night with a bonfire. Doesn't get much better. Dave in a work truck. Charles Barkley was on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast and detailed his perfect summer day. He said, I'm going to play some golf. I'm going to get good and drunk. Smoke cigars. Watch sports. Repeat. Perfect summer day. We said, okay, Chuck, you're missing some things like the water. And we all started to detail perfect days. For the summertime, or as Heather would call it,
throwing a bumping shindig. A bumping shindig, of course.
What is the requirement?
Yeah, we hear her say that all the time. Yeah.
For your bumping shindig this summer. 248-539-9797.
For my vocab.
248-539-9797. Before we get these ticket texts, John, you detailed a very outdoorsy experience.
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes. And Martha in Ann Arbor.
How you should go camping.
Yes. Martha, good morning.
Hey, hello. John Jansen.
Good morning.
You might know me as Mrs. Farmer. Anyway.
Yes.
So, I wanted to question some of your comments many times, but this one's really getting a nerve. So I've been to Northwestern Ontario quite a few times. My in-laws are from there. I don't know how you can dodge the mosquitoes. They are huge, and they laugh at the Michigan mosquitoes. They laugh at mosquito spray. I don't know what you're doing up there, but, you know, that lake is beautiful, but wow. I don't know how you're dodging those bugs.
Well, you can't dodge them. They are unavoidable. But mosquitoes just don't bother me that much. You get out of the truck at Stinger, and you're literally breathing them in. I get it, but that's also what keeps most people away.
Yeah, no kidding. Keeps me awake.
Heather, you notice how he left that part out of his perfect day when he was detailing it?
I was going to ask her how retirement is. That was the band director at West Middle School. She has now retired for a couple of years, so I hope she's enjoying retirement.
What instruments did she teach you?
She didn't teach me anything. I didn't go to West, but kids went to West.
Oh, the kids, yeah.
So, no, I was a Clausen graduate.
Oh, okay, yes.
Great to hear from Mrs. Farmer. The mosquitoes can certainly be an issue. But again, I've just never had an issue with mosquitoes. And the beautiful part is when you're on the lake, first of all, that's part of the need for the cigars.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on the lake, there's always a breeze and they keep them away. That's why dinner is planned at 5 o'clock, because up there, I've never been on that lake where there's not a, I don't want to say a stiff breeze, but there's a pretty good breeze at about that time.
Ticket Texture says, I hope John's wife and kids are paying attention since they're nowhere to be found in his perfect day, Rob in Redford.
It's one day. It's one day.
Plenty of people saying, yes, John, that sounds awesome. That's my idea of the perfect day. This one says, I agree with the no phones in silence, fishing for walleye. Our group has been to that lake and caught 500 walleye group of six.
Didn't I tell you? Jeez. It is littered with walleye and monsters.
John in Port Huron, that was over a 5-day trip. No way am I waking up at 4 a.m. on my perfect day. And John, you forgot to mention beer, booze, something to drink. Nope. Matt and South Lyon.
Nope.
I knew that wasn't going to be in your perfect day.
I'm not a big drinker anyway. Really? Just a couple pops? No, and I told you, I'm not carrying water. That's why I take the water filter. That's useless weight at that point.
John, have you ever been to Banff? Most unbelievable place in the world.
I have. It is on my bucket list. I think I've mentioned that before. I want to take the train that goes through Banff.
I'm going this summer.
Are you really?
Yeah. Oh. In July.
Camping?
No.
Now, is there a 5-star hotel there you're staying in?
But the photos, because this is, I mean, if you've been, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I've been told, like, it's better than the photos even suggest.
Yeah. That is
the lakes, the mountains, the scenery. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. What else we got? John, how big is the lake? How many people are there?
There are zero people. There is one lodge on the, I guess it would be the northwest side of it. But most people that are going there to that lodge, they would classify that as a fly-in. I prefer the manual labor of the portage and taking all your stuff with you.
Ticket text, golf in the morning, barbecue, tigers on the outside TV, and a nice bonfire going. Mm. Mm-hmm. Breakfast in town in Novi, driving my muscle car with Dan Dickerson on the radio, hit the pool, have a fire, people, good food, sounds like the perfect day, and says cap it off with some adult activities. Mm. Texters have pointed out that was not included in any of our perfect days. I think it's implied. What else you got here? A bump and shindig is any sort of party that Heather has complete control of. She can crush Colin's soul and make sure he has no fun at all. That's a bump and shindig.
Oh, like Christmas.
What?
Sorry, cheap shot. Unnecessary. Sorry. Yes. No, and in terms of my perfect day, I've already talked to Lisa about this. For my 50th, I'm going to go back next year. And hit Lake Esnagami and that whole Northwest Ontario, all the lakes up to Squaw Lake is one of them. It's an unbelievably beautiful area of this world.
Let us know. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.